The Detroit Lions, a storied National Football League franchise. Unfortunately, the story has not been a happy one for years. Many, many years. Loyal Lions fans have been faithfully bleeding Honolulu blue and silver since 1957, the last time the Lions won an NFL championship game. Bleeding and bleeding and bleeding. However, the history of many championship teams is this fact. Sometimes you need to bleed before you succeed. If that's true, who can deny that the Detroit Lions are headed for the Super Bowl? Which is what your morning team show has been saying for years. Many, many years. So, for yet another season, your morning team will join you following the Lions each week. Hoping, knowing, believing, and yes, praying that this is the year the Lions will roar all season long and once again be called NFL champions.
I would like listeners to note that while we have been doing this for years, this is the first year that we've ever actually produced an introductory piece to the element. You would note that it was generically produced, that there was no reference to what year.
No.
Just saying, because I'm already making notes that in 2023, make sure we have the Lions intro for this segment ready to go again.
Yeah, I think that would be the right call. Already saying on Twitter who the Lions should be getting with their number one pick overall next year. That could be the Ohio State quarterback, could be the pass rusher from Alabama. So there you go. Hey, the Red Wings are starting this Friday, Charlie. We could just move on from there.
Cue up the Red Wings music.
0-4-6, fourth downs.
Setting a new National Football League record for most attempts and non-conversions of fourth downs in one game.
That is, I don't know, they signed a kicker, right?
And then wouldn't let him kick because he was afraid of the plus 50 was a little out of his range.
I say in my sports this morning that the honeymoon is officially over for
I did hear you say
Dan
that,
Campbell.
Yes,
it is. Yes. It is. Dare I say this is eerily feeling like how the Tiger season started. There were some expectations. I don't think a lot of fans, Lions fans, were thinking playoffs or anything like that, but they just wanted to see the team win a few more games. But most of all, just show that you're improving, getting better, playing tough each and every Sunday. They have been regressing, I think, almost every week here. And yesterday, that's one of the more dismal losses in Lions football. However, that's in a line of many dismal losses in Lions football folklore. It's
get in line.
Right. And Dan Campbell's got to answer for this. You can give all the motivational speeches you want, and it's great. Hey, that Hard Knocks, wasn't that fun? That was a great show. But if nothing is being produced on the field, what's the point?
What happened? I mean, you go into the game as the highest powered offense, and it's against the Patriots,
right?
These aren't the Patriots of the Patriots.
No, but you know what this is? This is Bill Belichick knowing how to stop an offense. Still is. He stopped Jared Goff in the Super Bowl a few years ago. Tom Brady's last year with New England, he stopped Jared Goff that time, and he did it again. He just made things uncomfortable for Goff. Goff looked absolutely atrocious yesterday, which is why you're hearing Lions fans saying, "All right, it's time. This guy, he's nice, he's serviceable." But if things just go a little awry, he loses it. And that's what happened yesterday.
Defensively, I mean, well, the defense was put in a bad position.
Oh, yeah, they were. They were.
and I thought, you know, well, at least they were only kicking field goals for a while.
Yep.
I mean, and the touchdown, as you mentioned, on the fourth down attempt, which was returned for a touchdown.
Yes.
That wasn't the defense's fault either.
No, that was not the defense's fault. No. I mean, they still have their issues. And
they do.
I mean, and again, it is sometimes just the Lions' luck. They are just getting decimated with so many injuries, too.
We should say it was good to hear what apparently Savion Smith is okay. Yep. Even beyond that, lost another two that had to leave the game eventually, and three more that at some point were lost for stretches of the game.
Yeah. So I'd say the bye week is hitting probably at the right spot for the Lions, not just to recover from their injuries, but also to recover whatever could be left with the season and to salvage whatever can be salvaged. This is bad. Yesterday was really, really, really bad. And so if you are Dan Campbell, I think you do have to start to worry a little bit that if things don't turn around, your tenure could be cut very short.
I mean, he said what he was supposed to say, including, I've got the quote, "I believe we hit rock bottom, and so now the only place to go is back up."
Right, but that's going to have to start with him, which means making good decisions during the game. Not always going for it. I understand he wants to put this culture in here that the Lions are going to be risk takers, that they're going to go after things. They're not going to try to play to lose. They're going to try to play to win. But
was he making up on going for fourth down for the fact he didn't go for fourth down to try and win the game?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. That was it a few weeks ago.
Figuring, we got fourth down in front of us. We're going to go for it.
Right. Could be. And that could be. I fear that the fan base. Here's the thing: it's tough when there are expectations. The fan base, you were giving them hope. That is what you were selling, and now they're 1-4 and looking worse as the season goes on.
The season's not over. I suppose there could be some miracle, something that could take place. Never rule it out until you have to, but you don't have any indication.
And I'm not wrong, right? The Lions have not won a road game during Dan Campbell's tenure. All their wins happened at home, I believe.
It could be.
I think.
I would trust you on that.
That is, that's not good, everybody.
Maybe the best thing for our listeners is that since there is a bye week this coming Sunday, we won't have this segment to do next Monday.
No, I know.
Having to go to Dallas, which is playing great football, and got another victory under Cooper Rush.
Central Michigan's very own, Cooper Rush. They continue to win. They find ways. Give Dallas credit. And I thought, looking back a few weeks ago, I thought, hey, that could be a game the Lions might win. They'd have a chance, especially with Dak Prescott hurt, their starting quarterback. Well, no, not so much.
Not so much.
No. And that Dallas defense is good.
Oh, yeah.
They are solid.
Stafford was more picking himself off the field.
Lions fans, I'm going to give you a little hope, too. I've already brought up the draft and how they could be battling for the number one spot. The more games the Rams lose, better for the Lions. The Lions have another first-round pick via the Rams.
Based on that trade.
Yeah, so just keep cheering for the Rams. Hey, Stafford already won his Super Bowl, so that's fine. Now you don't have to cheer for him anymore. Just cheer for the Rams to continue to lose, and Lions could have just like two really high draft picks this year.
And that's the mantra for Lions fans. So how does Michigan win?
No, and drop
and
in the
drop
polls?
In the poll.
Yeah, I don't know. They win 31-10. Clemson wins 31-3. And the voters in the AP poll say, all right, Clemson, you're now number four. Michigan drops down to number five. I don't know.
Makes no sense.
It doesn't. But you know what? It won't matter. If Michigan beats Penn State this weekend, I think they would move right back up. This is going to be a very stiff test here for the Wolverines. Good for them that it's at home. They are going to face somebody, I think, who athletically matches them. So this will be a good one.
It is a high noon kick, by the way, this coming Saturday on 790 News Radio WSGW. Good, by the way, to hear that apparently Mike Hart, there was some positive news coming out after he collapsed on the sidelines with some type of seizure, but we were hearing that there are positive things coming out of that.
Right.
Michigan State.
Oh.
It was Ohio State.
It was Ohio State.
So at least it was a game that wasn't going to be easy in the first place. And you wouldn't probably predict them. They were not favored to win in the first place.
No, they weren't. But there was also, I think, a little hope for Spartan fans this year, after a really solid year last year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not turning out to be. This is no. Not this is going to be a rough year for Spartan football. SPSU?
Man.
Tough one.
Ooh, just over a minute to play after leading Ferris State through most of that game some fourth down conversions, penalties, lots of penalties in that game on both schools, and Ferris State coming up with another last-second victory just like last year.
Right. Yeah, I know. It's tough for SVSU.
Tough one.
That was a tough stretch for SVSU, for the Cardinals, too.
Yeah, you know? Grand Valley and Ferris State back-to-back.
And played them, hey, both tough. Just ended up just a little short. But, hey, still some season to go here for the Cardinals.
It's football from the weekend. Most notably, of course, the Detroit Lions. And all we can do is sigh heavily with you.
Hey, remember, I picked them to win last week. I don't know what I was thinking.